How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm Pete.
And we're coming to you live from a couple places on the internet. We are live on Instagram, Twitch, YouTube, or Facebook. I went backwards today. Did you guys know that?
Yes. That shakeup blew my mind and made me lean in. I'm listening.
You can also listen to this as a podcast wherever you get your podcast.
And feels like the first time.
Before we get into our guests, I do want to mention, I'm just going to keep mentioning this probably up until January, just to pluggity plug it, but we are going to be down in New Orleans in January. Turns out we're actually going to be doing two different things. Friday, January 10th at 8 p.m., we're going to be at Brew Carré, an awesome brewery with Shift, an amazing restaurant from our friend Brett Macris right up there. Yes. Grab some brews, grab some stuff to eat, and we're going to do a live podcast taping. And then the next day at Fan Expo New Orleans, we are going to do a show on the podcasting stage. I think that's what they're calling it.
That tracks. There you go. And Alex and I are flying down on Frontier Airlines, which...
Spirit.
I'm flying Spirit.
Oh, no, yeah. We're all flying Spirit?
Declared bankruptcy. Yeah, so first time,
I'm feeling great. Feeling great about it.
Now I know why.
Yeah.
I get more emails from Spirit than any human in my life. Yeah. And I just booked one flight with them. Yeah. This is a huge mistake.
They keep sending emails being like, you sure?
You want to do this?
You want a seat? Yeah.
They're like, we can have you sit on this box of drugs we're carting to New Orleans. I mean, rather.
Box
like,
of drugs?
All right.
Box. That's the best way of saying it. Listen, we have some great guests for you this evening. So why don't we bring in the first one? She's the creator of the Marvel Fitness Deck. Be the hero of your exercise adventure, which is in stores now from Chronicle Books. Ladies and gentlemen, Robin Warren.
Hey, welcome.
Hello.
How are you?
Welcome.
Good. How are you all?
Great. Robin, very excited to have you. We're very excited to talk about this. So if people couldn't figure out from the name, this is a deck. It is a deck of cards.
Yeah. That... It is not a book. It's very confusing to some people, but it is.
Look at that. That's cool. Yeah.
Once you show it, it's much more beautiful than they could have ever imagined.
Yes. It is a deck of cards, and it does teach you how to do fitness, sort of like, I would say, and I don't mean this derogatorily, but like simple fitness moves that pretty much anybody can do through the lens of Marvel characters. This is something, though, that you've been doing a long time, is like the intersection of geek and exercise. Where did that interest start for you? Because usually those two things are two circles instead of a Venn diagram.
They are. They were not for me, although I pretended that they were when I was a cheerleader and would leave practice right away to play The Sims Online, which almost no one remembers because that's the kind of child that I was. But it basically started because I was a New York City public school teacher for 5 years, and I mostly taught 6th through 12th grade in that time. And I always get that reaction.
I have so many questions. So you fought supervillains in your life.
Yeah, exactly. You're the real hero.
Yes, thank you. I did that right out of college. So I was in my early 20s.
Bless your heart. Wow.
I looked around the gymnasium and was like, who is in charge of these children? I don't understand how I'm 22 and it's me. Looking back at that time, I'm just really happy we all made it through. But I was watching, especially my sixth grade girls in particular, who would leave that summer and as like kind of little babies. If I don't know if you have children who are around that age or just remember being that age. And then they would come back for the seventh grade as like baby monsters. Like they are completely different. They now have smells they don't understand, feelings they don't understand. And for a lot of, in particular, the female students, they seem to feel like they had to choose what type of woman they were going to be from that moment on. So either they were suddenly labeled a tomboy and they would still play in PE and get changed and do everything, or they were very concerned with their looks and they would walk their mile while chatting with their friends and kind of come to me and say, Miss Warren, I don't sweat anymore. And then I would have my really nerdy kids who are like, look, miss, if you let me sit in the bleachers and read my manga in peace, you and I will get along really well.
Wow, so much negotiation happening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. With like middle schoolers, it's all negotiating and taking nothing personally. And basically,
sounds super easy to do.
Yeah, it's why I didn't burn out at 26 and leave the teaching profession, which is exactly what I did. But I really loved my kids. And during that time, I was, like I said, I was really young. I was coming from Brooklyn. Neither one of my parents have a college degree, like a lot of my kids that I was teaching at this time in Washington Heights. I'm first generation on my mom's side. Oh, wow. And all of these things that I had in common with my kids, but I was also their PE teacher, which you can't tell. I'm under 5'5". I'm a Black woman. Like, I don't look like the PE teachers in on media. And funny. The only time I'd be out from work was to like go to New York Comic Con, and I would tell them. So they did not understand who I was as a human, but I started being able to pull all of that into my lessons as a health teacher, a dance teacher, and a PE teacher for my kids. So in a nutshell, the way that this all started was that instead of calling it, do you all remember Steal the Bacon, a PE game with like numbers and a line, and you'd have a pin or other object in the middle of the gym, and they would call a number and you'd like try to race to get the thing and make it back to your team.
I remember a game like that, but we never called it Steal the Bacon.
I think it might be like a New Yorker thing. They try not to call it Steal the Bacon anymore.
I bet that they're trying to move on from that.
So instead of calling it Steal the Bacon, I would call it the Hunger Games cornucopia. And I would like give them all districts and numbers and put on the whole odds in your favor show for them. And the kids really enjoyed that. And as I was an adult going out into the world, meeting other nerds who were just like, you know, if you were my PE teacher, I might have not hated it so much. And I started a business called Geek Girl Strong, which in the end got me this opportunity.
Oh, that's awesome. It's very funny that Alex is like, what's the Venn diagram connection? And you were like, literally me. I have lived the life to do this exact thing. That is awesome.
Thank you.
Well, just to keep walking through it then, tell us a little bit about Geek Girl Strong. So what does the organization do on... You know, tell us about some of the events that it holds or how it pushes forward this intersection.
Sure. So as an individual, the founder, I'm fortunate enough to get to go to different conventions and do programming. So the last one that I did, I was at New York Comic Con and I taught the opening choreography from the Barbie like dance scene.
That's fun.
And then I also taught the NSYNC Bye 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 dance because Deadpool recently did it in the Deadpool, movie.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. And I also teach a workshop I'll be doing. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, or Ted Lasso. It's also from
Pete just says Ted Lasso randomly throughout a podcast. Okay, says it. So you don't have to stop for it. But I will say I was... I was in a commercial recently and they were like, do the bye 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 dance. And on set, they were like, yeah, from Deadpool. I was like, whoa, he owns that now. He took that from NSYNC. It's over.
It's a little weird. And I say from Deadpool because I'm at a convention, right? And like people of all ages will know what I mean because when I say NSYNC, the look on the children's faces makes me feel bad about myself.
100%.
You should feel bad.
I was shocked at the boy band loss. It's tragic. It's tragic in this generation.
Yeah, I know.
I saw some of that stuff that you were doing on the schedule for New York Comic Con, and it really does. I mean, you probably have a much better perspective on this than I do, but it really does feel like there has been a push to get some movement and activity happening around these conventions beyond just shuffling down aisles and looking at goods.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you said that, because I've been out here doing this since like 2018. Mm-hmm. And it, I can't say it's been the easiest thing to get conventions to want to make physical space for something like that, right?
Yeah,
and,
definitely.
New York Comic Con's my hometown convention, and the Javits Center is the Javits Center. There's not much that can be done about that space. So it's really nice to hear that people are noticing that these things are happening more often, because I've definitely been an advocate in making sure that we have some sort of wellness programming at these different events.
Well, how do you sell them on it then? We'll get to the Marvel Fitness deck, but I'm just very curious about this journey. We're not even going to ask about that. We're good.
Publisher will be upset, but I like talking about stuff like that.
No, we definitely will talk about it, but I do find this fascinating as well, because like you're saying, for anybody who's never been to the Javits, it's a huge space, but also there are 200,000 people in there over the course of the weekend. So
it's tight, quick.
Yeah, it gets very tight. There's a lot of different things going on, and there is movement. Like, you're walking back and forth. I clocked so many steps over the course of New York Comic Con, but this is a very different thing. So when you're approaching an organization like Read Pop about New York Comic Con, how do you convince them this is a good thing to be doing here?
Sure. So the first part is just people at Read Pop are humans who can relate to Geek Girl Strong in my programming. So that was kind of it first and foremost, was speaking to people at Read Pop and getting a similar reaction to what I said earlier with like, oh, you're a PE teacher and you're doing all of these things. But also, I have really been kind of pushing a workshop called Wellness for Geeks Who Sit, which can happen in any room. So it's a little like guerrilla health education, like wherever I can get in. And it's an entire, I did it at, the last place was PAX West. I was there in Seattle and did this, and I was really happy with the turnout for gamers. So we did an entire like stretch and movement session with a little bit of nutrition education in our seats, just talking about sitting all the time. And rather than only getting movement when we're at conventions or feeling terrible when we're at conventions because it's the only time we're moving that much, of how we can just sort of meet movement wherever we physically are. So being able to say like, I have this dance thing we can do, but also I have this thing that you can just put me on any stage and I can do it, has been super helpful, along with just like the human element of it all.
That's really cool because people can approach that from whatever segment of their lives they're in from a physical fitness point of view. And I feel like you can affect people's lives in very small ways that end up with big outcomes, I would think.
Thanks for saying that.
But let's talk about the deck. Jumping off. Oh, do you have another one beforehand, Pete?
I
just wanted to give a compliment and also kind of bring it into the deck a little bit by saying, like, as a nerdy kid, I found kind of like exercise and stuff through comic books. Like, there was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comic where it taught you how to, you know, use the nunchakus, and I really got into that and stuff like that. So I love this deck idea because it's a creative way for it to reach different people, to be like, hey, you should do some stretching, you should learn these things or think about this. And I think it's just such a good way to reach people that isn't the kind of norm. And I think, you know, when you're surprised by something or the design of it kind of grabs you, you're more likely to kind of commit. So I think this is such a cool idea.
Yeah, thank you. When Chronicle debuted it before it came out at San Diego Comic-Con, there it is, and I got to be at the table for some people seeing it for the first time ever or hearing about it for the first time ever, which was really cool because I saw people of all ages, including some people who wanted to use it professionally at schools as like special education teachers to take breaks or occupational therapists who worked in a school setting. And as a former teacher, like, that's going to mean the most to me outside of it being kids and their families. But just the idea that we're able to take these characters and make it feel more approachable and make it feel for everyone, is really important to me, and I think why Chronicle knocked on my door, and they were like, she's kind of doing this already, maybe she'll do it for us.
Let's just do it. Yeah,
yeah, that's cool.
How did you choose the characters? I mean, this is a big two-part question.
Yeah.
How do you choose the exercises and the characters? Because I really like that the exercises are focused on, they're smartly chosen to reflect the comic book characters' actions, I think, in a lot of places. And the characters, I feel like that would be the part I would be the most psyched about.
Yeah, so this is my first like physically published things. I've done articles and all of those other things. And so I went to some friends and I was like, hey, I might get this thing. Does this seem like enough time to do this kind of thing? And one of my friends was like, well, if you have to pick a bunch of characters for something, like you might want to ask for more time. And I was like, I've done it already. I have characters chosen, and I have like 20 more in the bank.
I did it 37 seconds ago.
Yeah, I'm a huge Marvel comic book fan. It's just so happened to be the comic books that I really took to when I was younger, and then when I got back into comics in college. So being able to choose the characters was like pretty easy. The hard part was me being like, these are my favorites versus like everyone's favorites, or my friend's favorites that I want to make sure is in there versus ones that will be for everyone, as well as balancing out between MCU, which most people in the world are going to know at this point, as well as not neglecting characters that I know are in the comic books and have been for like generations, right? Who other people might just not know. And so basically I chose them all first. I had way too many characters. And from there, I look at the character and am inspired directly by the character to choose their movement. And then from choosing the movement, I rename it to reflect the character better.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
So for anybody who's listening in the audio podcast, we're looking at some of the cards here, but I'll mention there's 50 cards on the deck, and on the front, they have an adorable picture of the characters. They have the description of the name of the movement, the benefits, and how you do the movement. And then there's more instructions on the back of the card. Is that correct?
Which is nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a picture of the back? I can like.
I forgot to grab one. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Here. No. You don't need to apologize. There. So, like, this is an example.
Breaks down the instructions and the movements.
Yeah.
So in terms of the deck of it all, though, I imagine the idea is you saying, okay, I want to get a little loose today. I want to do some sort of movement, get some exercise. So you randomly grab something in the deck, or is there a preferred order? How do you like people to look at it?
Or do you go by your favorite character first? Like, how do you break it down?
Do you deal five? You play poker with it? What's going on?
Well, you can do all of those things. So that's one of the things that I really enjoy. But also, because Chronicle's very smart, they make sure that the deck comes with a booklet that can explain everything further, and also gave me as the author and creator the opportunity to write out examples of like how you can use it. So you can do everything that you all just said. You can also just say, I'm going to make sure I just do one movement every day, and you pull a random card and you just do a bunch of that movement, right? As much as you can. But you can also choose to build an actual workout. So I'm trying to remember the one that I suggested in here because it's been quite a while since I wrote it. But so this example is picking out two flexibility mobility cards for a warm-up, one aerobic exercise, 3 upper body, 3 lower body, 3 core, and then 3 flexibility mobility to cool down. So you can choose to build out an entire workout. And what a lot of people in the Geek Girl Strong community have told me that they've ended up doing with it is to do HIIT workouts or high intensity interval training, which is what we do at a lot of Geek Girl Strong events called Fangirl Health Club. So you can just set a timer, right? Like you have all these cards, you can either choose to go through all of them or do one at a time and just do like 30 seconds on and off, right? And then just like not have to think about how many reps you're doing of anything. I find that that's how people have told me they're using it the most. In addition to like just pulling them out because the family is sitting around and then laughing at one another, trying to do.
It's a party game as well.
I just wanted to bring in a quick comment here from YouTube. Stray Bullet says, what a great stocking stuffer I just purchased. So,
thanks. You know,
we're basically, what is it, Home Shopping Network right now.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Selling it right now. The dream.
Bring it back.
Now, I noticed that at least in the example cards, you had some of the Guardians of the Galaxy. When you have characters who are on the same team, do the movements work together?
Yeah, so Groot
what's the continuity? Tell us the continuity, Alex.
Yeah, where does this fall in?
I'm actually, and I don't, mine are not in order.
I love that you have an answer ready, Robin. You're just like, wait.
I do. Mine are not in order anymore, but I do have them. I want to see if I can find one for you really quickly, because you showed one earlier that is related to one another, and it's one of the favorite things that I did in it. So it's kind of a spoiler. Huh, who would have known that?
Spoiler on your exercise workout. That's amazing.
I know. Who would have known? But these two cards are the two cards that go together probably the most out of the entire deck. So chose the right team to ask. But this is Star-Lord's card. So for people who can't see, the Star-Lord can do anything lateral jumps. So we got dude jumping from side to side with both of his feet. And if you look at Gamora's card, it's Gamora can do it better lateral hops with
him. That's great.
That's awesome.
And if you go to her modifications, because most, if not, I think there may be two cards that don't have modifications just because there isn't really a way to make it any more accessible than it already is, which is what the modifications are for. But Gamora's modification just says, for lower body strength and or balance, try Star-Lord can do anything lateral jumps. And that's her only modification, is to go back and do his card instead.
Hilarious. There you go. You know, I made a joke, but that's continuity. You literally have continuity in these cards.
There's
that's
a story really there.
Yeah, there's
a story. Oh, look at that.
I love this so much. This is such a great project. And like we mentioned, people can buy it in stores now everywhere. But now that it's been out for a little bit, are there any talks about doing a second one? Are you going to move over to do a DC one or a Star Wars one or anything like that?
Yeah, I've been tapped to hopefully do another one that will hopefully see the light of day. I've learned so much about publishing in this time.
Good.
And, you know, working with licenses is completely new to me. Working officially with licenses, I should say. and so I would love to. I have been tapped to do one. I would love to do more. So if anyone out there hears this, I am a huge nerd all the way down to The Sims, Disney, yep. Anything else in between.
Online Sims, that's definitely the outer limits. So anybody who's ready.
And if people want to find out more about Geek Girl Strong, where should they go?
You can find me at Geek Girl Strong everywhere. We've worked really hard on the branding. If you search Geek Girl Strong, if you go to geekgirlstrong.com, you can find me and the rest of our international community.
Awesome. That's awesome. Robin, congratulations. This is really fantastic. So cool. Thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. This is really fun.
No problem. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.
Oh, Alex.
She booed you on the way
she
out.
She was about to boo you. Yes, exactly. She was like, no.
No, you know what? Delete this episode. If you want to check
it
out.
Way to ruin it at the end, man.
I know.
It was going so well.
I messed it up right there. I'm so sorry, everybody.
But you didn't even do the gesture, Alex. And you got to take your time more, honestly.
I don't know. It's a duck. They're doing ducks.
Bye, bye, bye. Honestly, when you do the gesture, it does sort of showcase how lame it is as a dance move.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's basically puppeteering.
I think we're cooler than NSYNC. Anyway, what? If you want to check it out, Marvel Fitness Deck, Be the Hero of Your Exercise Adventure by Robin Warren. It's great. It's out from Chronicle Books now. Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. That includes some great comic book items, ranging from a customizable You Are My Hero glass to a personalized comic book made from family pictures. There's also a DIY mochi donut kit and something called 12 Days of Hot Sauce, but you're probably more into the comic book things, I'm guessing, given, you know, our podcast. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/comicbookclub. That's uncommongoods.com/comicbookclub for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
And we are going to bring in our next guest. He is the artist behind Archie is Mr. Justice.
Yes.
Which is coming out tomorrow in comic book stores from Archie Comics. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Norton. Mike,
hey,
welcome.
Hello. Welcome. Hello, everybody.
How are you? Hi. Welcome. Excited to have you here. Excited to talk about this. So you are doing this with Tim Seeley. I talked to Tim about this a little bit back at Terrificon, and he was explaining that kind of the take here, the idea here, this is one of the Archie premium events, is that it's taking superheroes seriously. Like, it's not a Goofamatron 3000 or anything like that. Like, having read it, there's still jokes, there's humor, it's still Riverdale.
Right.
It's not deadly serious or anything. But what was your take on this from the art perspective? What was different about tackling this versus, say, your run-of-the-mill Archie comic?
Most of the Archie comics are a little more tongue-in-cheek, a little more campy. I mean, that's the style. It's been around for how many years? Like 50 years?
Mm-hmm. All of the years.
I think it's all the
years. All of the years. And it's and he's been a superhero before, you know, so he's but it's always taken as more of a, I don't want to say younger readers, because I've never seen a kid reading Archie. It's always an adult that reads Archie. But it's interesting, because so this is more of a, so what if Archie was a superhero, but we treated it like, you know, every other Marvel or DC book, where it's more of a serious take on, with like real world issues and stuff like that, rather than at the end of the comic, everything is set back to normal and they go and have a milkshake at Pops, you know, that kind of thing.
And so given that, talk a little bit about your approach to Archie as Mr. Justice and this costume in particular, because obviously some updating needed to happen.
Yeah, sure. Well, actually, you know, Tim, who's an artist himself, actually designed the Mr. Justice, the new costume. I mean, the old one's more of like a, kind of like a hangman costume, the old one. He was kind of pretty scary, actually, you know. But, the new one is, it was just kind of, I think, him almost like in a, you know, a textbook, like, well, what makes a iconic superhero costume? And, you know, what says Archie, and what is, you know, Archie is kind of, you know, when everybody talks about how, you know, hard Superman is to write because he believes in things like truth and justice. And it's like, Archie has lived that. Like, that's his deal, you know? So it's like, yeah, of course he's going to, he has to, you know, he's going to be the scales of justice, you know, personified.
Well, that's what struck me about this is like, it really slots right in with a Superman or Captain America, like, especially when you take him seriously as a hero, it just tracks so much harder. I was really surprised, and I'm like, I've read this comic and every superhero comic for my entire life, and I never really felt this way about Archie.
That is it. You just put into words like what I think we're going for with this one. like I said, every other time he's been a superhero, it's almost been like a gag. And this is like the, what would happen if Archie Andrews put on a costume? What would he be like? And of course he would be like, he's not going to give any quarter to bad doers. You know, he believes in something and, you know, try not to be a jerk. And that's Archie's deal.
What I'm struck by in this is how much it reminds me of like middle period Invincible, both from the uniform that you talked about and your art style, the tone. It's like someone who is solidified in his beliefs and the world is swirling around him.
Yeah, that's also a good way of putting it. You know how, you know, Robert kind of played with all those archetypes and stuff, and Archie has the benefit of, well, he has his own history, so we can play on that, and you can also play on the archetypes, which have existed as long as he has. So, yeah, it's just a kind of like dialing in, you know, what's Jughead going to be like? What's Veronica like in this world? What's Reggie doing? And, you know, they all fit right in there. It's just that we've given them a little, it seems weird to say edge to it with an Archie comic, but it's sort of a, there's a little dangerous edge to, especially with Reggie and especially with like Veronica's dad. So, yeah.
I really like your take on Jughead in particular. I mean, if you're watching the live show, we're looking at a picture of him here. He seems like a little younger, a little halfway between the classic comics character and, say, Cole Sprouse on Riverdale or something like that.
Right.
What were you going for in particular with your take on him?
He's sort of like the 80s kid, you know, and like a Monster Squad who he knows all the stuff. And he's not the cool kid, but he also doesn't care that he's not the cool kid either. So it's just like, you know, it's like, yeah, I'm not a superhero, but I can hang out with you because that's kind of cool, I guess. He doesn't care. He's just, he's Jughead, man. All he wants to do is read his comics and eat his hamburgers.
Amen.
right, exactly.
I want to know how hard it was to work with someone as insane as Tim Seeley. I mean, does he send you these like crazy script ideas and you got to kind of like pare it down? Does he send you things that say like make Jughead kind of look like me a little bit, like a younger version of me? Like, what's it like to work with such a dynamo?
Wow.
Well, let me tell you. I've been working with Tim for as long as I've been a professional, I think, at this point.
Oh, wow.
And I'm pretty sure that we could probably do a comic without even saying anything to each other at this
point. Wow.
we're kind of on the same level as far as that goes, that kind of stuff. Like he and I, at least
so he just thinks it and then you create it and that's all that needs to happen.
We're working on that psychic bond, but no, I don't want inside that head.
I was gonna say, are you inside his head? Because watch out, that's a crazy place.
No, nobody wants to be inside his head.
Well, what is it specifically that works so well in your partnership? I mean, like you said, you guys have been doing comics together for decades now.
Yeah. I mean, since 2001. So, I mean, that's when he moved to Chicago. I would say it's almost the same upbringing. He grew up a little rural, more rural than me, but we're both from small towns in states that, you know, kind of get looked over a lot. And we both found comics at an early age. We were both huge Marvel kids when we grew up, and we just liked a lot of the same things. Outside of comics, we're extremely different, but when it comes to comics, we just kind of tapped into the right things, you know. And it helps that he's an artist too, because he knows what I can do and what he can do, and so he knows, you know, when to lay off, and I love being surprised with scripts, and so that's it's kind of, I don't know. I understand and appreciate what a unique situation it is, but also, yeah. Again, see my comment about going inside his brain.
I feel like what you guys both work very emotional first, it feels like. And maybe I'm putting that on you. Please tell me if I am. But, like, that feels hard. Like, can you talk about how that works when it comes to your art?
It's more natural for me. I know when I've talked to Tim about this stuff when it comes to making stories, because we both, like, worked on stories together. We do think of the story and the character first rather than the world that it exists. Well, a lot of people are world builders, and we're much more of a how does this affect the character in it. And it's, I've been like that since I started. I mean, I started out on teen dramas and stuff like that, and I still get asked to do like Teen Titans and stuff because I really love doing like interpersonal, I like that drama stuff more than
it comes through so hard, especially in this book, and it really works well in this this heightened Archie universe, the super rare version of Archie universe. It's really sweet.
Yeah, he is much more of a technical guy when it comes to writing, so he knows where to put the structure in, and then I just go in and decorate it with the pretty talking heads.
Before I forget, every week on the show we have a professional chef down in New Orleans who either creates or crafts a cocktail for us, and this week he did one based on Archie is Mr. Justice. The Mr. Justice is Archie. Wait, Archie is Mr. Justice. And it's vodka, orange liqueur, cranberry juice, and lemon peel. And it all mixes it up into a super heroic cocktail worthy of Archie Andrews.
And honestly, that's a great holiday drink. Yeah, it's got the cranberry juice in there. It's sweet.
Yep. For the red hair.
I wonder if Archie would drink it.
It's actually his kryptonite. It would destroy him. It would kill him immediately.
Now, in terms of the long partnership between you and Tim, again, not to keep going back to this terrific odd interview, but we talked a little bit about the revival TV show that is actually happening this time. And part of what came up from him, at least, was he still kind of doesn't want to believe it just because there's been so many stops and starts. We're a couple of months past when I talked to him about that. Where are you at mentally on it at this point?
It is funny because we've entirely traded places. When all of this started, I was like, do not tell me until it's on TV. Because I've had stuff happen with other properties in the past and nothing ever comes from it. And so I was just like, no, I don't care. Even when, you know, it got, you know, optioned by MGC and there were people writing it and I was seeing scripts and stuff, I was like, nope, don't want to. No.
When do they turn the cameras on? Tell me.
Yeah, and he was much more into the like the behind the scenes process, and he actually ended up like writing a movie or something. He's much more into the Hollywood stuff. But once they started casting and they sent me like dailies and stuff, I'm like, whoa! And then I went up there to watch the filming a little bit, and it's cool. Yeah, it's
that's awesome.
It's a good experience. I recommend it.
All right.
I mean, given that, I guess we don't have a premiere date for the show yet. And for anybody who hasn't checked it out, Revival, great comic. Everybody should check it out. But are there any plans for like a revival when the show comes around?
Alex, right?
No. We did leave it open-ended. We did have, like, but that was more of, like, a horror movie stinger kind of at the end of the thing. Right, we just wanted to make, like, well, is it over kind of thing? And I think, I don't know. I haven't talked to Tim about it. I know he mentioned a long time ago doing, like, a extra supplemental thing just to kind of keep it out there. This was before they were even for sure making the show. And but I know they'll probably use some, if it gets picked up for like a second season, they might use some of the ideas and stuff that we were leaving off there.
Well, certainly you need a new volume that says now on TV or whatever.
Yeah.
Like a little sticker.
You know, we put out the compendium and they were, that's a funny story because that's how I found out that it actually got a deal, because I got an email from Image saying, hey, should we put now a TV show on the cover of this new edition? And I sent back an email going, a what?
Yeah. What's this now?
Yeah. So that's hilarious. You know, that's how I found out. So.
Oh, that's amazing.
Wow. Great. Best way.
Mike, obviously this is a lot of stuff, but anything else you want to plug? Anything else people should be checking out from you?
Sure. I don't know. There's always the I can't talk about that thing, but this time there's like NDAs involved. So usually I don't listen to any of that, but I have I'm working on a Borderlands comic with Dark Horse that just came out. I'm doing some other licensed property stuff, but I just finished a new volume of my personal project, Battle Pug, and I'll probably be putting that out as a Kickstarter campaign sometime in the new year. So.
Awesome. Love it, Battle Pug. Awesome. Excited that there's going to be more. Mike, congratulations on everything. Great chatting with you about this.
Yeah, and thanks for all your great work.
Have a great night.
Thank you. Thanks so much. I finally got on Comic Book Club after 20 years.
Yeah.
We love your work, man.
Yeah.
Battle Pug, now on TV.
Have a good night, Mike. Oop, I cut him off. I'm itchy trigger figure tonight.
Yeah, once you get booed,
you nasty, Alex.
Anyway, Archie is Mr. Justice from Archie Comics. It's coming out tomorrow, or if you're listening to this tomorrow, it's today. It's in stores. Go get it.
That's
my calendar update. Hey, guys, it's today, says Alex.
Every morning I call you.
It's today.
It's today. And useless information, but thanks. Thanks for the
call. And now we're going to move on to our next section, which is my favorite section because you all make it up. It is your audience questions.
All right.
And for audience questions, all you got to do is drop a question in the comments. You can leave them on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. They can be about absolutely anything. Justin, were you drinking the cocktail? I forgot to ask.
I wasn't. I have moved. I'm in a clear spit in the face of Pete. I don't really keep vodka around much these days.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's all I have is vodka.
I know. We combined make a bar. I was drinking sort of a modified Greyhound, a gin grapefruit juice. Threw a little Aperol in there. It was lovely.
I can't believe you would have gin or vodka. That's just insane to me.
Gin's better. I'm sorry.
I'm a grown-up.
What?
I'm not a child, Pete.
Vodka is whatever.
Don't good start, vodka. Mister. I'm having a glass of water. I don't give a fuck what you think.
This is vodka, man.
You wish it was.
You wish.
What are you having? You got?
I don't have a garage, but I got garage beer, man.
Nice.
Funnier every time you say it. let's see.
Wait, Alex, you're only drinking water.
Just drinking water.
Wow, health kick.
Yeah. You know it, man.
He's gonna pull a card and then do some work on Wolverine.
Exactly. Should we do that? We're waiting for questions so we can do some of the Marvel Fitness cards while we're waiting.
Would love.
Here we go. I'll just bring them up here while we're waiting for some questions.
Okay. What's your normal fitness routine, Alex and Pete?
I got winded going down the stairs today. Not even up.
Down the stairs?
I know.
That's the easy way. Dude, what are you talking about? Down. Man, you could just let your feet go, basically.
I hope you were talking about like subway stairs where they're long, you know what I mean? Where it wasn't just your stairs.
Just my stairs.
Oh, wow. Stairs.
That's called a stoop. Wow.
Gamora can do it better. Lateral hops improves
as discussed. Yeah. Pete, what about you? What's your normal fitness sitch?
Well, there's hours of screaming each day. You know what I mean? You got to get that in.
More of a mental workout, really.
Yeah. Well, it works the vocal cords. Keep the, you know, yeah, keep the cords loose. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely, the muscle group you want to work the most is the vocal cords. You've got a six-pack in the center of your vocal cords.
That's right. That's right.
Jacked.
Well, we got something from Stray Bullet here. I want to take the secret quiz.
Oh, wow. Let's see. Did he unlock it?
You have to check your notes.
What papers are you filing?
What is this?
Well, I had some Tim Seeley memorabilia in case he was coming on the show.
Nice. You're just going to show him stuff he drew for you.
Yeah. Okay.
I love you, he says.
Hey, man, you know, if people come on the show and I'm a fan, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to geek out a little bit. Don't be a dick about it.
I know you would. I know you will.
All
right. I love it.
I mean, what the fuck?
Wait, did he unlock the quiz?
He did unlock the secret quiz.
That's
Yes. Now I would like the password to see if he can move on to the next stage.
Wait. He has to say a password?
Yes.
Is there any clue in relation to that password? Or it's just
Clues all around us, my friend.
So he's unlocked it, and now he has to say the clue.
Yeah, now he has to give the password to move on.
He says Murder Falcon.
Murder Falcon?
Oh, Murder Falcon is not one. Thank you for playing.
That's really good. Okay. Now we've started a thing that will happen for every week for so long.
I'm not going to be able to keep track of this. Chris Sova, by the way, on Facebook says, if we say secret quiz three times, does that unlock it?
No.
Just once.
Just one.
It seems
that's
like
it. Ooh, here we go.
Wait, no, fuck? Chris Sova.
Is it fuck?
Chris Sova says password one, and honestly, that's a good guess.
That's a great password. I gotta remember that.
Yeah. All right. I'm not gonna keep up with these because we do have some questions coming in.
Oh, great.
This is from All in the Game. Did Alex find all the Dune prophecy lore to be an issue, and will it be an issue for the general audience? Now, first episode was on last night. I don't know if either of you guys watched it.
No. I'm tuned into the talk. And
the Dune talk?
Dune talk. The Dune tune. And
what
does
that mean, you're tuned into the talk?
I haven't watched it, but I've heard a lot of
he's on
just
the,
straight
the
negative hype on it. And, you know, I don't know. I feel like everyone's being mean. Have you watched it, Alex?
I have. I've seen the first four episodes. It's not great. I don't think it's like the worst thing I've ever seen, but it's just... it's boring, and I actually have to All in the Game's question kind of the opposite issue, where it was like anything that feels ethereal and spiritual about watching the movies, where you're like, wow, this is the biggest thing I've ever seen. In the TV show, it's so down to earth. It's so people being like over explaining things. The dialogue is still.
Should we drink this juice?
Yes. Spice. What spice? Well, I'll tell you. I mean, they don't say that, but like that's the level of it. So if anything, it's I wish there was more obscure lore. I wish it was harder to understand because they dumbed it down exponentially.
Here's the thing I think we can now fully realize about movie to TV pipeline. We've seen it for so long. Is it feels like it's going to open the world up and be a way to see more and more interesting phases of it. But the way I think that storytelling works is because it's movie first, you can't fuck with any of the main stuff. So that means the TV show has to just be like, I'll wander into the desert for a while, or I'll do this. It's like playing Sims, to shout out Robin earlier, where you're like, I'll wander around the living room for a while. It like TV shows, unless they're handled with really deft creative, have to just be they are just sort of doing boring things, unfortunately.
Yeah, it just wears its influences on the sleeve. It's very clearly like, yeah, we're doing House of the Dragon, but in Dune, and that's pretty much it. It also is like set over 10,000 years ago, but it feels like it could be happening 3 days before the movies. So there's no. I don't know. There's nothing different there. You're not getting anything new. It doesn't feel fresh or exciting. It feels derivative. But there you go. Some people enjoyed it. If you enjoyed it, that is great. Chris Sova says, already said that one. This was Scrogner from Twitch says, how many Star-Lord jumps do you have to do to work off the calories from a garbage plate?
Yeah. So I did some Googling here to find out how many calories are in the garbage plate. And interesting, the range is 501 to 3,000 calories. So that's
501?
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy to even say because a garbage plate is literally anything, right?
It's a lot of different things, but it's not anything. I mean, that's just kind of insane. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I like that the bottom, it could never be less than 500 calories. They're like, hey, man, whatever you're doing, it's going to fuck you up a little bit.
Yeah. Straight Bullet says, what about the first episode of Silo Season 2? Love this show. Mm. I also love Silo. I have not had a chance to watch it yet, but I am very excited to check it out.
I really enjoyed Silo. I still haven't finished. I'm like two episodes away from finishing season one. Mm. So I have to do that before I... But I will say, the trailers for season two have really been good, I think.
Mm-hmm. I've only heard...
Oh, is that Apple TV Plus?
Silo? Apple TV Plus. It is a post-apocalyptic show where everybody, the remaining humans, all live in this enormous silo. It's sort of
hence
like
the name.
Exactly. I'm forgetting what I was comparing it to. It's kind of like, it's not Battlestar Galactica and it's not exactly Lost, but it's basically like there's mysteries there. There's intrigue. There's personal things going back and forth, but the pace of it is shocking. Like I went into it being like, oh, Rumpf, okay, this is going to be like so many other things to the derivative thing we were talking about before. But every time you're like, wait a second, I figured out what's going on. 2 minutes later, they're like, the characters figure it out. So they're right on pace with you, which is very
it's really written from a great sense of where the audience is. And it moves fast and slow when they want it to. They control the pace super well with it. And I think Battlestar is actually a great comp because it has like, big world building, but really focused on the emotionality of the characters, especially the first couple seasons of Battlestar. And there's just a constant looming threat they arrive at it when the story wants them to, as opposed to so many other shows where they're constantly being attacked by a thing or it's being pushed off.
Why haven't you finished season one yet then, Justin? If the show
I don't know.
So
there's a million
good.
There's a million other TVs.
There's a lot of TV on. I don't know if you're aware. All right, man. There's Ted Lasso, Ted Lasso season two, Ted Lasso season three. Maybe a season
Stanley
four
says Silo sounds like Snowpiercer, and I think that's accurate.
That's what it was. That's right. It's a vertical Snowpiercer. Yes. 100%. Darth Lopez says, new channel discovered. Wow, 13,000 subs. What year your channel start? A way long time ago.
We were there before YouTube. We were just like, YouTube coalesced around us.
Yes, exactly. Whoa, but welcome, Darth Lopez. Thanks for checking us
come
out.
Hang.
When did our channel start, our YouTube channel? That was back when we were shooting stuff on Alex's couch, right?
Yeah, I think
we'd all go over to Alex's house.
Yeah, after the Newsarama stuff and Next New Networks kind of shut down, we started just shooting shows on my
YouTube.
Couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think things have picked up
what year was
since
that?
We started doing this show virtually. So there you go.
Yeah.
Schreikler says, what are some TV adaptations, times TV adaptations surprised you in really good ways?
Mm. Pivoting off the revival talk. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think the direct rejoinder to what you were saying before, Justin, The Penguin was really good. That just came out.
Yeah.
And that was a nice, smart pivot that did, not to use the other word, but like siloed itself off and told its own story that ties into the Batman in certain ways, but mostly was like, yeah, we have these eight episodes. We're using these to tell the story we want to tell.
Yes, I think that's a good answer. I mean, I think I would throw out Sweet Tooth. Mm-hmm. I think that was surprising in a fun way.
Yeah, it was.
The different avenues they explored with that. I mean, one that failed, but at least Alex and I liked, Why the Last Man. Mm-hmm. We watched all of that, and that was surprising in different ways.
Yeah.
This is from Stanley. Would you ever record a live show together at Pete's house?
Pete? Yeah, come on, man. We used to
ever
go
get
to
a
Alex's
fucking
house.
Invite. Let's get
Dude,
a
you're
invite.
You're always welcome. What are you talking about?
You don't even know your address. You're
That's
keeping
not true.
It a secret.
That's not true at all.
Because you don't have to
okay,
take your
well,
secret
say it.
Quiz.
What's your
say
address,
it.
Pete?
Say
it on the stream.
Say it.
No way, man.
Dox yourself,
say your address.
All the Game says, will you be checking out Wicked or Gladiator 2?
Both. Double Neither. Hit. I haven't been to the movies in a month, and it's time.
Oh, you're going to do a little glicking?
Yeah, I'm Glicken.
Glicken?
I'm Glicken. Glicken.
Probably more likely to see Wicked the Gladiator 2, I think. Mm. Even though I don't particularly care about either of them.
Wow. I think it's going to be a Thanksgiving family trip to see Wicked, I think. But Gladiator 2 is for Daddy. Daddy wants to see Gladiator 2.
Gladiator 2 is for Daddy-ator.
Daddy-ator.
Daddy-ator. How significant is it that Silo is an anagram for Lois?
Huge. Huge. It's huge.
Yeah. The Shoikler is on top of everything.
Yeah, really.
Nothing gets past the Shoiks.
And I think that is it for questions. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Wait, Shoikler's got a little history for us here. Podcast began in 93. The YouTube channel started in 98. Accurate. Ooh.
There you go. 90.
No notes.
No, the podcast didn't.
No, that's not true.
That's not true. No, of course it's not. You guys bought into it so quickly.
I didn't know.
That's so funny. It really worked.
I don't know how time works, but
that was an effective lie.
I was like, oh, okay, yeah, we've been doing this for a while. Wow, wait a second.
Huh. Man, that's very funny. You believe that for longer than you finished.
Yeah, that was bad.
That was too long.
That was really bad. It took way too long to really kind of.
We know Shoikler loves puppets, and in this case, we were his puppets.
Yeah.
Oh, let's move on to our next section, which is trivia. Woo! And for that, we're going to turn it over to Pete LePage.
All right. This is the part we give back to you, the lovely audience. It's an opportunity to win $25 free to Midtown Comics Online, because if you had $25, you go to a comic book shop. You know what I mean? Get some comics, baby. Oh. That's where living is.
That's where living is.
Ooh, we got Scrogner says me.
All right.
We got a Twitch hang. We got a Twitch player.
Dude, I'm telling you guys, Twitch is where it's at. I've been saying this for years. All right. Yeah.
Totally. We should, Pete, will you you could play League of Legends on our Twitch channel or something. You want to do that?
Oh, man. How about Marvel vs. Capcom? Can I play that on the Twitch?
Yes, you can, actually. Yeah, sure. Would you like to? Will you do that? I'll set it up for you.
That would be phenomenal.
Careful. Pete's Wordle-only Twitch channel is crushing it.
Today's trivia is about the impressive comic book series Hackslash and a small nod to the legend, John Ashton, R.I.P. Sergeant Taggart. Please listen to all three options before making your selection. Here we go. Question number one. What is the name of one of the best characters in comics? Is it A, Vlad? B, oh man, Jock, not only did you lose in beer pong, but she lost too. C, Jock L. Schloss.
Wow, this is, once again, barely trivia. Nelson Kelso, by the way, Skrockner says C? Is it C?
C is incorrect. It's Vlad. A is the correct answer. All but right. Let's
see. Like there's less
we'll
of
give
a
you
delay
the first
on
one.
Twitch,
we'll
by the way.
Little quiz hack.
Yeah, here we go. Question number two. How many times has this comic been turned into a play? Is it A, 2 times? B, Bob, this isn't a fur contest. C, Robert Minkoff.
Wait, which comic book?
Hackslash?
Oh, Hackslash.
Wow, there's no delay on Twitch.
No delay. Right. I'm going to go over to Twitch. This is great. A?
Yeah, I've been saying that for years, man. Twitch. Question number three. What famous slasher has Hackslash gone up against? Is it A, Chucky? B, calm down to wrap that little guy up. He looks cold. C, Rowdy Burdick.
Well, it doesn't make sense, but I love it.
Stray Bullet says, do I need to switch to Twitch? No, you don't need to do a Twitch.
Hashtag switch to Twitch.
Ooh, it won't let me say A.
Yes, it is A.
Hey, there we go. Congratulations. Scrogner, you have gotten a $25 gift card to Midtown Comics. Shoot us an email and we will get that off to you. Pete, what secret movie were you paying tribute to?
Of course, we're talking about the classic 1988 Midnight Run.
Of course.
Of course. R.I.P.
Yeah.
Shouts to Nelson Kelso. I would def watch Pete play games on Twitch.
Oh, fun. Thanks.
What would you play? Kelso. What's your game, Pete? Is it Marvel versus Capcom? Or
yeah, that's one of my favorites of all time.
Canasta?
I like the smash buttons games. You know what I mean?
But what about like that's a arcade game. I'm talking about like console game.
Oh, jeez.
Consoles are like the boxes. They're like arcades in your house.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I don't know, man. I had Nintendo, so a lot of different Nintendo games.
And you're not, you have no console now?
Yeah, I got an old school Nintendo. I still play Tecmo Bowl.
There you go. That's the answer then. Tecmo Bowl.
Gotta get the G-Men to the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? One way or the other. You know?
That's the only way they're going.
Yeah. So. We should set up. We should totally set that up. Have you play Tecmo Bowl on our Twitch channel?
You and LT just come on, dude.
No one gets field goals on me, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
LT averages 12 sacks a game.
I used to play with the Bengals, Carl Pickens. He would only catch it half the time. It was perfect.
As we all know, new comic books come out tomorrow. What are you guys looking forward to, Pete?
Oh, man, so many great stuff. I can't wait to get in with you guys. I heard Venom War, It's Jeff number one, is fantastic. Can't wait to find out. The Moon is Following Us number three also.
Ice Cream Man number 42 for me. Jesus. Very excited. Anytime probably, an Ice Cream Man issue comes out.
It's probably going to be scary as shit. And
that's the whole thing is fear. It comes for us all. Very excited about that. Nervously excited. I feel like that's your main form of excitement, no?
Yeah, that's how I roll. I get nervously excited for things.
Anytime there's a Department of Truth issue, you know I'm excited. There's one coming out tomorrow. And at the risk of stealing one of Alex's picks, gotta look forward to the Power Fantasy number 4. Man, that comic is good.
That was going to be one of my picks, but I got plenty more. Paranoid Gardens, number 5 from Dark Horse Comics. This is the book from Gerard Way, Sean Simon, and Chris Weston. Things are getting real weird in that book, and I'm loving it. Also, Lawful, number 5 from Boob Studios by Greg Pak and Diego Galindo.
Oh, yes, this is really a brilliant,
great book. That feels very relevant to our society today. It's about how if you break a law, it starts to show up physically on you, and we've been following this main character who's been finding out more about society and how it works. Moondogs, David Cruz brings up. That's part of the Horizon Experiment.
I've loved the Horizon Experiment. I feel like it's been such a good way to just sort of drop into these new stories in a really
fun way. It'll be on the stack. We'll check it out.
Yes, all of these are actually going to be in our stack podcast, which premieres Wednesday, 9 a.m.
What are you guys doing for the premiere?
I get up early. I get up early for it, man.
Yeah, exactly. Wednesday, 9 a.m. Tuxes in our apartments, just ready to go.
Comic book. I got a limo. Comic book club feed and a dedicated stack feed.
You just sit in it?
Folks, I sit. I go around the block. What?
Jeeves, take me around the block again.
Yeah, put the windows up. The driver's like,
hey, man,
first time
stop
in a limo.
Booking me. You can't book me for 10 minutes.
I can do whatever I want. It's my money. Jeeves. It's the Patreon money, but it's my
That's where the money goes.
That's awful.
For 10 minutes. And that's it for this week's show. A couple of people we want to thank. We want to thank Robin Warren for coming on to talk about Marvel Fitness Deck, be the hero of your own exercise adventure. And Mike Norton for talking Archie is Mr. Justice. Check both of those out. Next week on the show, Alex Segura will be back to be talking about his new book, Alter Ego. And also, Diana McCallum is going to be here to talk about the sex lives of superheroes. So that should be interesting. Comic Book Club, Peaches.
I'm ready.
Disappeared
from
the
stream. Too much information.
Too much information. All I said was the name of what she... Anyway. Comic Book Club News, our daily news podcast. Check that out. Marvel Vision, our Marvel podcast. We just finished talking about Agatha. Sons of a Gun, our DC podcast. Just finished talking about the Penguin. Patreon.com/comicbookclub to support this show and my limo trips. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple, Android, Spotify, or the app of your choice at Comic Book Live on Twitter/X Comic Book Club Live. On Instagram and TikTok, comicbookclublive.com. For this podcast and many more, until next time, we'll see you at the Comic Book Club.
Good night, folks.
Take care of yourself.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.